Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Break out the eggnog. It's the end of 2005. The program is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson, Executive Director of Christian Home Educators, and a father of five. That's why I happen to be on the air. This is the program where we as fathers look at the world through the eyes of fathers and through the eyes of a biblical worldview. Well, today, it's the end of 2005, so we want to look at the year in review. What happened last year? For some of you, you make things happen. For some of you, you watch things happen, and the rest of you wonder what happened. We try to fill it in on this program, and today, it's the year in review. It was the year, first and foremost, I think this is the most important part of the year, Dave. It was the year my 5-year-old little girl Abigail learned to ride a bike and learned to read God's Word.
You think that was the most important thing?
Those were her two goals she gave at the beginning of the year. She said, "Daddy, I want to ride a bike this year, and I want to read God's Word." And I said, "That's great, honey." And you know what? She's reading. She's riding a bike. What a blessing. This has been a great year for that simple reason. Oh, it was also the year that we had massive increases in the size of the federal government. I know that has nothing to do with my daughter Abigail reading God's Word.
The federal government? How about the state government?
Oh, yeah, the state government. We brought in C&D, and we voted in referendum C. And for those of you not in Colorado, that was an effort to increase the size of government in the state of Colorado. We were seeing a slight decrease in the size of the state government, and the people of Colorado said, "No, it cannot be. It cannot be. The government must take 50% of the gross national income. No, make that 60%. No, make that 70%. We want all government in our lives. We like big government, and we worship it in the state of Colorado."
Well, as former Senator Hank Brown said, if we did not pass C, institutions of higher learning like CU wouldn't be able to hire the very best of people like Ward Churchill or that new football coach they have up there.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Well, the taxpayers in Colorado voted for referendum C. They wanted it. They wanted big government, and that's what they got. In the immortal words of Samuel Adams, the guy who makes beer, but he also makes some great quotes, a founder of this nation: "If you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen." That's Samuel Adams' comment on 2005. Moving on, it was the year we decided to start building the city of God and stop building the city of man. The Supreme Court of the United States also took a giant step to obliterate property rights. Remember that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, the case out in Connecticut.
That's right. And apparently they wanted these businesses to squeeze some homeowners out of their homes. Now, you know, you thought that it was just government coming in and saying, "We need this property to build a city hall." Now, if that was the case, well, we'd all probably be happy because we're all worshiping the government anyway. But in this case, the government is taking people's property away from these poor homeowners and giving them to some big corporate interests. Doesn't that irritate you?
It used to be that you used to have to scare them off their land. Now you can use the government to do it.
Yeah. All right. The Supreme Court of the United States also disallowed the one thing God wants the civil magistrate to do: capital punishment for murder. Remember that? There was a 16-year-old, 15-year-old that brutally murdered some kids and wound up getting off because you cannot exercise capital punishment on somebody who commits murder with foresight and malice.
If they're a teenager.
If they're a teenager, right. It was the year we confirmed the first man without any worldview at all to the Supreme Court. Remember? That was amazing. I mean, he had no worldview. He said, "I have no preconceived dispositions about anything at all. I will do like whatever, man." That was paraphrased.
That was paraphrased. He is now the Chief Justice. That would be Chief Justice John Roberts.
Yes, a man without a worldview. This is a first, I think, in the history of the world, where a man without any preconceived dispositions, without any basic presuppositions about life, a man who confessed before the Senate Confirmation Committee that he had no worldview whatsoever.
But see, the man will not be easily influenced. He's unwavering. He's like a rock. I mean, really, when it comes to opinions, he's like a rock. He has none.
And Dave, it was sad because on this program we had advocated a chinchilla. Well, I guess John Roberts was the closest you can get. It was the year that the Daily Generations program began airing in several markets, in which we stepped up to the plate and meekly suggested that God might have been right after all, you know, as an epistemological and ethical authority.
Or not so meekly.
Yeah, points. I guess we have been a little dogmatic this year. It was the year gas prices hit $3.60 a gallon, and we blamed it on OPEC and the environmentalists. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to be back with more of 2005. It's the year in review on Generations. We're looking at what happened, and hopefully we'll make some things happen next year. That next on Generations. We're already halfway through the eggnog. Looking at the 2005 year in review on Generations today, my name's Kevin Swanson, Dave Buhner in studio, making appropriate comment from time to time. 2005 was the year that Harry Potter, the good witch, not the bad witch, the good witch, his movie hit $262 million. His latest book sold 9 million copies in a single day. And oh, that other series, remember Harry Potter, not the good witch, but Harry Potter the good rapist, the other one, that series is not doing as well.
No, that one's not doing very well. People didn't want to come out to see that one. I think it was probably the budget.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, it was also the year of the homosexual cowboy. Hollywood was trying to salvage itself.
Yeah, Hollywood had a terrible year at the box office, couldn't seem to sell a ticket. They polled people. What did Red America really want? You know, they wanted cowboys. They wanted nationalism. So they went and gave them a movie of queer cowboys.
Cowboys in Wyoming. Yeah, and I don't think it worked.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working too good. You know, it's not a date flick. It's not the kind of thing, hey, sweetheart, let's go out and see a movie. It's going to draw us close together. Let's go watch some queer cowboys. Or it's not the kind of thing you're going to say to the guys down at the fraternity. Hey, let's go check out this movie with a bunch of queer cowboys. It's, frankly, I think most people are afraid to be seen going into the theater.
Hollywood is doing its worst and failing at it. It was also a year that Dave got his fifth child. And what a blessing that was. Now, Beelzebub, the spokesman for Margaret Sanger, was quoted as saying, Dave, you just don't get it.
Yeah. I don't think I do get Margaret Sanger and Beelzebub speaking beyond, from hell for Margaret Sanger. Yeah. I was thinking I should probably have killed some children this year.
You didn't do that. You had more children. And here's what's even worse. You love them.
Yes.
This little guy's a cutie.
He's a beautiful child. I'm so grateful for him. We're so blessed to have him.
See, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a good year. It's been a very good year. Okay, there's been some bad things happening. But to us, we're having a great time. Did I tell you my daughter is reading God's Wood?
And riding her bicycle.
Yeah, yeah. It was the year that Katrina hit America, and we blamed it on George W. Bush.
Well, he caused it.
It was all his fault.
Well, him and Karl Rove.
Yeah, I think I have a button. You know, a hurricane, push the button, kill everybody in New Orleans. Anyway, he pushed the wrong button, and He has not acknowledged it yet. It was the year Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo got a little red in the face over all these Mexicans coming across the border in Colorado to build our roads, lay our carpets, and paint our houses. He got a little irritated over that. 150,000 Americans killed during our war in Iraq. You thought it was only 2,000? Those were the ones killed by the Iraqis. There were a whole bunch others killed by abortion doctors.
The real terrorists.
Yeah. It was the year that God sent a bunch of hurricanes, and we had to cancel a couple of homosexual perversion fests. Remember in New Orleans and then down in the Florida Keys?
Yeah, and that was, I think it was called Queer Fest, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, God just shut them down, put a cancel sign over that thing, and some thought that it was the beginning of the Great Tribulation. As it turns out, it was not. God just wanted us to repent and fear him.
Well, when you throw in there was the hurricanes, there was the tsunami, which is the end of 2004, and then there was that big earthquake in Pakistan, and that killed a couple hundred thousand people.
Yeah, some people thought that they were accidents in a world of fate and chance, but it turns out God's in total control, and he did it.
Not Karl Rove.
No, it wasn't Karl Rove. It was the year we killed Terri Schiavo. She wasn't worth a glass of water. Remember the little 10-year-old boy who's trying to give her a glass of water?
He was arrested for that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And Terri Schiavo never got the water. She died. And it was also the year that a 4-year-old boy named Dylan in Denver was killed. He wasn't worth feeding.
Well, we did it because we loved him.
Yeah. A lot of love this year. Tremendous amount of love. And in that case, Jesus told them to kill Dylan. It was the year everybody in Europe approved the Kyoto Environmental Treaty, but they're not really doing it. Turns out it was really expensive. They wanted America to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, they're not making their goals.
Yeah. It was the year the American Girl Doll Company funded pro-lesbian causes, so we all went out and bought Vision Forum dolls for Christmas.
Yeah, we just opened two this Christmas, and boy, are they loved.
Yeah, yeah. Then it was the year that a slew of women teachers were brought to trial for messing with their students' private parts. That was an ugly, ugly scene. And we had a list of something like 100 of these teachers out there. And it was also the year that violence erupted in Scottish schools. It was the year that polytheism broke down in France and England, and the white guys began wondering if really they should have invited the Muslims in. Let's face it, that's what everybody was thinking. That's what they were thinking. They said, hey, we're starting to, these Muslims, these fundamentalist Muslims, if the Muslims weren't fundamentalists, that would be helpful. If they were just sort of the synthesis with humanism, maybe it would work. But it turned out that there were a lot of guys really into the jihad of the Quran, and there was a lot of violence that ensued. And France got their share of it, too, didn't they?
Yeah, the French had the riots, but they've taken care of all that now.
Yeah, they increased the funding of education. The schools are getting more money. It was the year a lady boxer won the Oscars. Remember that? The Clint Eastwood flick. And then we had a hard time treating her like a lady.
This was about Barbara Boxer?
No, this was a boxer in a flick, in a movie. Don't you love the egalitarian equal opportunity violence? What does this look like in your house?
Well, we had to change our boxing habits because every time I'd hit my wife, it would smudge her mascara and her lipstick, and it wasn't pretty.
Come on, honey. Equal opportunity. Violence. I saw it in the flicks. Come here. Come here. It was the year the family died in America. This is pretty sad. 36.4% of children born without fathers. That's up from 35% last year, so the trend continues. It's an incredibly sad trend. It's up from 5% just 40 years ago, and much of this program is dedicated to this particular problem. Fathers need to be fathers, but this was not the year for that in the United States of America. It was the year the Japanese population maxed out, set for a 50-year slide. It was the year that we began to smell the stink of the rotting and dying carcass of cultures ripped to shreds by raw humanism and materialism. Boy, that stinks.
Is that what I'm smelling?
Yeah. That's got to stink to high heaven. Humanism and its effects. You guys like it out there? I don't. It was the year that mainstream Christianity produced Good News Tattoos. Good News Tattoos. We did a program on that. And Joel Osteen. Joel Smiley Face Osteen, you are so blessed, blessed, blessed. I can't stand it, you're so blessed. But the good news is you could pick up the Prayer of Jabez for $1.99 at ChristianBooks.com.
Is that on the discount table?
Yeah. It was the year we stopped turning our widows and orphans over to the government, at least in our lives. We became convicted that God didn't want us to turn the poor, the widows and the orphans, over to the government to take care of. This is our responsibility. So it changed our lives. It was the year that network news died. As in Peter Jennings.
And Dan Rather.
Dan Rather. I'm going to miss his tears. Remember? Breaking down.
We got courage. Courage. Courage, Mommy. Courage. That one?
Yeah. And network news is no more.
Yeah, network news is like just dropping quicker than a lead weight in the ocean. People are not going to the networks to get their news anymore. Where in the world are they going to get news if Dan Rather doesn't tell them what to believe?
It was the year Michael Jackson was acquitted. That was a circus sideshow if I ever saw one.
Monkey boy.
Yeah. What can you say about Michael Jackson?
He's weird.
He's weird. Yeah. And he was convicted of being weird. Martha Stewart gets a new reality show, Cell Block Living with Martha Stewart. Now, she's even more popular than she ever was. This lying thing apparently really puts you over the edge.
It worked for Clinton. I don't see why it wouldn't work for her.
It was the year the Pope died, and his replacement, turned out, was Catholic.
Yeah. Those Cardinals, they just don't get the diversity thing, do they?
They don't. Hockey was canceled. The players and the managers couldn't get along, and that was sad for some, but I didn't even know it was canceled until she told me. And the major accomplishment by the U.S. Congress for the year, they cleaned up baseball.
That's right. They were so busy cleaning up baseball, they didn't have time to do things like court nominees and getting those through or passing laws or tax reform. But they did ban steroids.
They fixed the steroid problem for good. Thanks to the U.S. Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the year in review. And in just a moment, we want to give you some predictions for 2006. These are the exclusive predictions from Kevin and Dave on the Generations program for 2006. You don't want to miss it. Hang in there. Working into the new year with a glass of eggnog. This is Kevin Swanson, Dave Buhner in studio with me. The program is Generations today. We're looking at the year in review, but now our predictions for 2006. What's going to happen next year? Well, we aren't prophets, and we're not the sons of prophets. So these are just predictions, please, not prophecies. Number one, there will be at least one more violent terrorist incident in Baghdad. I think that's safe.
One more.
Since the homosexual cowboy movie never really made it, Hollywood is going to respond to diminishing ticket sales by producing a movie about homosexual astronauts.
I understand it's out of this world.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be. The Supreme Court of the United States will ban capital punishment after oral testimony that lethal injections are damaging to an inmate's self-image and inner peace. And I think that's true, that it is damaging to a man's inner peace.
Yes.
And more than that, it's damaging, I hear, to a lot of other inner parts. In a large class action obesity suit, the courts will announce a huge financial settlement against Morton Salt for making French fries too tasty.
Well, we have so many fat people. It's about time we did something.
Yep, we're in line for that one. And that's not unreasonable. We talked about the fact that we use a little satire on this program, but we have a hard time keeping up with reality.
Yes.
In order to compete with new fuel cell technology, GM will announce the release of its new world car, powered by three bungees and a rubber band.
Well, GM is really having a hard time making a go of it right now, so they need to catch up in the environmental markets.
That may be a breakthrough for GM. Appeasing the Democrats, George W. Bush will finally apologize for sending Katrina and promises another $6 billion to rebuild damaged riverboat casinos. It's about time.
George needs to apologize for something.
Yeah. Zondervan Publishing announces the release of its latest translation of the Bible, the NVB. It's the NVB, the New Vegetarian Bible. The NVB removes offensive references to barbaric practice of killing and eating animals. So when Peter, James, and John are fishing in the Sea of Galilee, it's catch and release.
Well, they are fishers of men, after all.
And the American Confederation of Christian Churches will provide its member churches with drive-through vending machines, which will dispense communion to church members on a 24/7 basis. To monitor the use of sacraments, participating churches will be permitted to dispense a communion only to church members who sign up for an electronic church membership card. This is in line with the progressive electronics programming sort of approach to church.
So membership does have its privileges.
Yes, it does. Kofi Annan wins the Nobel Prize for the selfless conservation of global resources.
Selfless.
Oh. The way it's written. Inspired by Valerie Plame. Y'all remember Valerie Plame? She was a CIA agent that was
super secret.
Unveiled, right. Inspired by Valerie Plame, the CIA will come out with a calendar featuring top secret CIA agents in their pajamas.
Oh, so that's the whole Newsweek thing, yeah.
So that's going to get everybody out, I guess. Tukey Williams will get his own holiday in California.
Tukey Fest.
Tukey Fest. The only thing cute and fuzzy about Tukey was his name. Did you see this guy?
Well, you know, he was convicted of murdering several people.
Yeah. After repeated problems with maintaining accurate journalism, CNN will lose its nonfiction rating by the American Reporting Society. Bush will appoint Harriet Myers as chief assistant to the undersecretary deputy of the head librarian at the legal vault of the Library of Congress. We're pretty sure she's still pro-life. Now, it's about time she gets appointed to something.
Now, does she have to have congressional approval?
She made it through she's going to make it through confirmation hearings on this one.
Good.
Homosexuals along the Gulf Coast are preparing for Gay Week in 2006 by stocking up on life jackets, boats, and emergency rations. And FEMA will be prepared by, I don't know, what's FEMA doing? Where is FEMA? And here's one more prediction. This is based on what happened last year. Two fathers in the studio committed to raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord for future generations. We committed to building the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, and we have a prediction for 2006. The gates of hell will never prevail against that church. They don't have a chance. And that's a prediction that we can count on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the year in review and our predictions for 2006. I hope you've enjoyed the program today. We're not guaranteeing all of these predictions, but I think a lot of them have a lot of weight to them.
Don't forget about our free newsletter. Just go to kevinswanson.com and click on free newsletter. You can sign up to a full annual subscription of our news magazine at kevinswanson.com. You can hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com, and we want to invite you back again next year as we lay down a vision for the next generation.